Hello, my name is Dan Gray. I'm a volunteer for KTAW 101.9 FM radio here in Tacoma, Washington. And today I'm at the First Crest Community Center with Ryan Brown. Ryan is a young man who I met when I came to find out if we could play senior pinochle here. And he was very hospitable and helpful and sets up our tables for us, and we're able to come on Fridays at noon. So any pinochle players out there hearing this, please stop by the First Crest Community Center on Fridays. But today I'm happy to talk with Ryan about his career as a track runner for the University of Washington. So Ryan, thanks for spending a few minutes with me today.
Thank you. I'm happy to be doing this.
Oh, great. Yeah. Well, Ryan, tell me, who influenced you to be a track star and a runner?
Yeah, it's funny. I've been thinking about that a lot recently, and one of the first people that kind of influenced me was the security guard at my high school. I played baseball most of my time in high school, and every spring he'd say, "Why are you wasting your time with baseball? You're skinny. Like, You look like a runner. You should be out on the track team running." I thought it was funny, but I loved baseball, and I didn't try until 12th grade. But he planted the seed in my head, and then I had a girlfriend in 12th grade that she was on the track team. And, and my baseball career was going nowhere, so just kind of a number of factors led me in that direction to finally try it out.
Okay. And I understand you're from Renton, Washington. Is that right?
Yep, Renton High School.
Renton High School. Okay. So any listeners that are transplanted from Renton down here, you might know Ryan. Yeah. At what age did you realize that you had the gift to run and your potential?
Yeah, I think it was the last age I could possibly figure it out. It was the spring of my senior year was my first season running. I kind of figured it out the summer before that I had a little bit of talent. So I was 17. It was my senior year of high school. I tried it out. I wanted to say I was maximizing my experiences. So I was trying new things. And there was a summer running group that met throughout the summer before my senior year, and that was a way to stay engaged and meet new people and all that. And I was usually in the front of the pack, for our nightly runs. And I didn't end up running cross country that season, but I ended up back there for track. Mm-hmm. And I won state in the 800, and then we won in the 4x4 relay as well. First time out, and that was at the Lincoln Bowl in Tacoma.
Oh, wonderful.
And so that's when I was like, maybe I do have a talent for this.
Right.
I was already committed to going to UW just as a student. So I wasn't recruited or anything like that. But after I won state, I contacted the coach and said, "Hey, I just kind of won state. I'll be on campus." And he said, "Come meet me day of school." And that was kind of the beginning of my career there.
Yeah. So you really advocated for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was just, I had to try it out, having done something remarkable, like win state the first time, the first season ever trying it. I said, I should try to go forth with it. And I did get like one letter from Washington State because a classmate of mine, a little older, was already going there, and she's like, "Hey, Wazoo might take you." And I even went to visit, but I was already a Husky. Like, I had it set in my mind that that's where I was going. And the coach said, "Come see me first day." I went to see him, and he said, "I guarantee you won't get cut. Like, you can walk on, and we won't cut you. We'll give you a chance to figure it out." And so, that is how I kind of started off.
He reminds me of the movie with Rudy at Notre Dame. I think he was a walk-on, too, that didn't get cut in history. So, great. Great. Did you encounter physical or other barriers to reaching your goals?
Yeah. The 800, and if you ask runners and track people, they'll say, it's the hardest race. Like, the 400 hurdles, are well-renowned as being, physically taxing. Mm-hmm. And you know, in high school, every time I ran the race, this sounds a little graphic, but I would throw up literally after every race. I'd you know, puke my guts out for 20 minutes after, an hour after, until, you know, there's a whole system of lactic acid, you know, buildup that my body just wasn't necessarily equipped to handle what I was asking it to do. And so that was hard, and that physical pain was something that I had to really, like, conquer the threat of before every race. I'm like, oh my God, this is gonna hurt. This is gonna be horrible, you know?
Yeah.
But I was able to perform, and that, I kind of carried that through the first maybe 2 years of running. And, you know, as my body caught up, I got stronger and kind of understood, you know, what hydration meant and what proper nutrition meant. You know, I kind of conquered that. And then over the course of time, just injuries, hamstrings and calves and things like that popped up. And it's a hard thing on your body to push it that hard. And so, you know, random things like that happened. One time, I mean, towards the end of my career, I froze a nerve in my leg. Like I don't have enough fat, and I put an ice bag on my leg and it froze the nerve. And so I had like drop foot. I couldn't lift my foot for months, but that was at like the national championships. And I had to run like three races with like, without being able to literally like lift my foot one way. I could push down, but so all kinds of things, like, you know, so that's just part of it though.
And you're still smiling, and that's great. That's good. What are some of your most memorable races? I think the one in high school, winning the 800 for state, that must be one of your most memorable.
Absolutely. That was one. I mean, I could literally take you through most of my thought process during that race. You know, most specifically thinking like, hey, this is my first time out, and with maybe 200 meters to go, I'm like, third is pretty good. I'm in third place. Like, this is awesome. But then I thought, I should try to win, you know? And so I kicked it in gear, and I ended up winning that race by like 6/100ths of a second, like something super close photo finish. But I won.
You know,
and I remember almost tripping by the scoreboard. There's like a little bump in the track. So that one is extremely memorable. There was a Pac-10 championships in Los Angeles. That was like the first like big race that I won. And I remember that one pretty well. That's one that you actually, video exists of that one. This was before, you know, phones, cameras were on every phone and everything. So the fact that there's, that one was on TV and stuff, like, and I remember being super nervous for that. And that was where I realized, hey, like, I can be one of the best people out here. You know, I just had a goal to make it into that race, and then to win it on my first try. You know, it made me truly believe in my ability and like what I could do. So
That's awesome. And how have you used your experiences as a runner to help mentor youth here in Faircrest?
It helps me kind of understand like the journey, because, you know, my athletic journey to becoming a good runner was long. You know, I got cut from basketball teams when I'm in middle school, and like I said, my baseball career, I was a JV player. I was cut in the ninth grade, and you know, I just didn't get discouraged. I just kept trying new things and working hard at whatever it was that I was doing. And, you know, just trying to use any opportunity to get better and just be active and participate as a way to stay engaged. I love sports, and I just try to use that. And the fact that, hey, look at the fact that I wasn't the best at stuff as a little kid, and then I was literally the best at something, you know, after continuing to try. And I just try to offer encouragement and try to keep stoking the passion for competing and learning and growing. In hopes that, you know, maybe they find their kind of
zenith. That's wonderful, Ryan. And what advice, if any, do you have for students, young people that are trying to balance being a student and an athlete? Because there's two different kind of demands on your time when you're a student athlete.
Yeah, I think that just doing your best at both, and knowing that it's a hard thing, and that you might fail at both at different times. But, you know, focusing and trying to understand that, if you're doing your best, like, things will work out. I know that there were times, and I actually struggled with school because of the time demands, especially my freshman year, not really knowing what, you know, going from having never run track to being a Division I athlete, and starting UW saying I was just going to be a student. Like, I thought I was going to be pre-med, so I was taking these chemistry classes and all this stuff, and it's hard. It's really hard, and I was a good student, and it was turning into a bad one. And so after my freshman year, like, I actually quit. Like, I said, I'm not going to run track. I didn't come here to do track. Like, I came here to be a student.
Right.
But, you know, thinking that you have potential at everything, and you just have to kind of understand that, you know, there's ebbs and flows with it all.
Okay.
But if you're putting your best foot forward and you keep trying, you'll learn how to balance it and hopefully succeed at everything you try.
Oh, great. Well, and I want to congratulate you, Ryan. I found out a couple weeks ago that Ryan is being inducted into the Washington Husky Athletes Hall of Fame. And what does that mean to your family and to you and those your friends that know you?
It means a lot to me personally. Like I said, my athletic journey has been, you know, a pretty crazy one. And to my family, my wife's actually already in the Athletic Hall of Fame.
She was
on a national championship cross country team, you know, in 2008. And so it means like I can finally, you know, be there
with her.
And just, you know, just as a reflecting on my life as a whole, just, you know, it's something that I can put as a feather in my cap and say, you know, the effort and all the trials and tribulations, you know, were for something that, you know, is recognized kind of universally. We all have our stories, and mine can be told because of that. So it's exciting.
Well, great. Well, I'm really appreciating Ryan today. You're spending time with us. And for those of you that would like to meet Ryan sometime, just stop by the Fircrest Community Center.
He's here a lot.
He's here a lot. And he's got a smile. Every time I see him, he's smiling. And again, congratulations. I think you mentioned it's in October that the athletes will be inducted into the Hall of Fame at a football game halftime, perhaps, or some.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Some time during that busy weekend, and we'll definitely be watching for your name, Ryan Brown. So thank you again.
Thanks, Dan.
You're welcome.